It is the afternoon cruise. I'm chatting with Pavel Yanni from the Global Jazz Collegium. Pavel Yanni is a spectacular guitar player, and he and the group Global Jazz Collegium are getting ready to celebrate this new release for the album Labyrinth. The celebration is on Sunday at Metronome Brewery in St. Paul from 6:30 to 8:30. Pavel Yanni, just to keep you energetic, I made you barrel up five flights of stairs and then come back down to the lobby to get let in. Have you caught your breath yet?
Kind of, I did. Let's see. Let's check it out.
Yes, you sound good and you sound comfortable. Congratulations on this new release, Pavel. I think a lot of people probably know you first and foremost from Ticket to Brazil, but this is a different side of a musical offerings. A lot of very epic sounds with a lot of the best players in town and beyond providing the sounds on this album, Labyrinth. What are you most excited about this new release?
Well, I'm very happy that we were able to pull it together, actually. This group, I've got the idea for this group some 10 years ago. Okay. But it really started as just a small acoustic quartet, and just doing kind of a little side project, right? Gigging just like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
It was really the pandemic that changed everything, gotcha. Changed the course of events. Because during the time I decided to record a bigger project, mm-hmm. I decided to go more towards back to electric sound of fusion. And so I put together the album of all my original music, and I contacted, you know, some of my favorite musicians, local, and not only local, also international. Right. I had some special guests from basically all over the world on that one. That was released in 2020. And that was really the springboard for this project as we know it today, called Global Jazz Collegium.
All right. Oh, and we're doing a hard G, Global Jazz Collegium.
Either way. Yeah.
Okay. And I did a little looking up. Collegium means like a group of musicians.
Group of musicians, yes.
Okay. Well, it's certainly quite a group of musicians. And it seems like one of the closest partners from listening to this record is John Corkin.
That is right.
He's all over a lot of the tracks. Tell me a little bit about his work on sax, flute, and harmonica.
He's a fantastic musician. I've met him, some 6-7 years ago, I believe. He moved to Minnesota from Washington State. Yeah. And John is really the most important, or, you know, musician in the group, I would say.
Besides
really,
for Pavel Yanni, right?
Besides myself, maybe. He actually contributed one of his original pieces to this album as well.
Yeah.
And John plays with me in the other group, the Ticket to Brazil. So we really know each other from there. And so we kind of ended up to be really on the same page, you know, knowing quite a bit about international music, particularly this Afro-Brazilian music. We are both into that. And that really clicked together when we started working on this project.
Well, it sounds like it clicked together. And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The record sounds very united, even though you have people tracking from different parts of the world. And the celebration, again, is on Sunday at the Metronome Brewery in St. Paul for Pavel Yanni, and the Global Jazz Collegium. Fusion. Is fusion having a renaissance? Because at one point it felt like a four-letter word to say, we're playing fusion, and now there's fretless bass all over this record, big, rich, fretless bass. You got Ted Godbout doing a lot of serious synth work. Is fusion back, Pavel?
Well, for me it was always there. But I kind of, just looking around, I kind of feel that way. You know, lots of young musicians, and by the way, amazing young musicians, are really into that music, And of course, there are new stuff, but really, it really goes back to the roots of 1970s.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. It's a good news.
Yeah.
That's a great news.
We're not complaining about the fusion renaissance here at Jazz 88. And in fact, you know what? You wanted to play a tune that really displays what the band has to offer from a writer from that era, Jaco Pastorius, arguably the greatest electric bass player of all time. He wrote the tune Three Views of a Secret, and you guys did an arrangement of it. So we're going to press play on that. Again, the show is on Sunday over at Metronome Brewery in St. Paul. 6:30 is the start time for the show.
That is right.
Pavel, congratulations. It's hard to make
CD.
It's hard to make a CD when you got people, you know, coming in from all over the world or you know, sending in their tracks. But you did it, and congratulations. We're going to hear another track during the local show with Sam Keenan. But right now, Three Views of a Secret from the Global Jazz Collegium, celebrating on Sunday at Metronome Brewery. Congratulations to you and the rest of the band, Pavel.
Thank you so much.